This is CliffCentral.com.
So let's go to Louis and find out what he has for us this morning. Hey, Louis, how are you?
Hi, Gareth. Good, thanks. Yourself?
Good. Nice to talk to you, man. So let's just talk quickly about the Rand devaluing, and I had to buy some Forex yesterday, so I'm feeling this especially hard. last Friday. So let's just look at this. The Rand dropped from somewhere in the 1370s to like 15-something to the dollar in a space of just a couple of hours. Obviously, for a lot of people, if you have many of your assets or some of your investments in Rands, this is then going to be a very negative thing to happen to you. You could assuage this in some way if you just leveraged some of the cryptocurrency indexes that you guys have, for example, that are doing very well, right?
Yes, of course. I mean, I think there are two parts of it, Gareth. I think the first one that you mentioned, which is your more short-term swaying. So as you've seen, kind of the Rand devaluing by close to 10-15% over the last few weeks. But also, I mean, I think one thing that people forget quite often is that this is more of the Rand is more structurally devaluing against all of the major hard currencies around the world. So the Rand, the dollar, the euro, the pound. Mm-hmm. So what that essentially means, I mean, there's a lot of theory that goes into this and whether it's nominal or actual or any of these other things. But just to put it as basic as possible, if most of your assets are valued in Rand or Rand denominated, you are, and over the last 6 years, basically becoming 10% poorer relative to the dollar every single year. And that's just that over the last 6 years, the Rand has devalued relative to the dollar by over 60%. So essentially the way that comes out is essentially when people save, they think, you know, one day that American holiday is going to feel affordable. But the odds are so stacked against you if you don't make use of some of these kind of offshore allowances to actually invest in an asset that kind of does not devalue alongside the Rand. So that's kind of the basic point along two sides.
Well, you said there that a lot of people would do trading, so they would do almost on a daily basis, you know, kind of trying to do arbitrage between the two currencies, so cryptocurrencies and Rand, or dollars and crypto, or Rand and dollars, whatever it might be. The fact is that you should have a much more long-term approach to this, right? And this is what you guys advise as well, is you shouldn't look at this in the short term.
Yeah, I mean, there are people that do your short-term kind of day swing trading and things like that, and people do make money out of that. But you have to that is a profession. You have to spend pretty much all of your day understanding these sways and understanding how these things work. At the end of the day, to understand the structural devaluation and the long-term incentive of actually diversifying your portfolio. So, and I mean diversifying at the level of Rand versus any other asset that is not denominated Rand, so cryptocurrency falls into that bracket, you are making a great choice long term. And you will only see those. It's when people pull up these stats that say the Rand is devalued by 60 something percent to the dollar over the last 6 years. So think of yourself sitting in 6 years looking back, thinking the money that you actually put into something else that was not a savings account with FNB or whatnot, but was into something else that was dollar denominated. Crypto does fall into that bracket.
Right.
You're looking at an average of 60% increase. But, you know, these are things that you need to have a long-term view to even start to understand.
Now, just go through some of the indexes that you guys have at Revix so that we can just get our heads right around this for one more time. Because we're chatting to you and Sean for this week and next week, and then we'll have to figure it out for ourselves from then. So I'm going to abuse you two while you're around. Just give us another idea of what you offer in the cryptocurrency indexes.
Okay, cool. So Revix offers four different bundles. Mm-hmm. They mimic indexes, but essentially we've got one, which is the top 10, which holds the top 10 cryptocurrencies globally, equally weighted, but selected by market cap. And that's kind of our bread and butter, your standard, no thinking, just want to have a piece of the market, look at it again in 5 years. Kind of position. And then we've got three other products. These are what we would call thematic, or the currencies within them are selected along a theme. So we have one, payments, which selects cryptocurrencies that work well for payments. Mm-hmm. We have one, privacy, which has cryptocurrencies selected for their privacy benefits. And then we have got Platform, which is cryptocurrencies that work with kind of decentralized computation platforms like Ethereum, NEO, those things. So each one of these bundles gives you exposure to different big use cases that blockchain actually allows or enables. So between these four bundles, you can get a pretty good, I would say, stab at the cryptocurrency market. And once again, just coming back to the first point, so this has to be looked at as a long-term investment potential. You know, you can day trade and you will make money, but you will lose probably as much money as you stand to make if it's not a full-time thing. So our recommendation is, yeah, you just understand the kind of long-term factors at play, pick which bundle you think. I mean, it makes sense to you, the top 10 being the bread and butter. And just forget about it.
Yeah, just let it grow, and hopefully it will do exactly 100%. That. I mean, in the long term, if you believe that decentralized ways to go are precisely the best way for you to grow your money, then this is all you have to do. And if you get in with Revix, you can do it for as little as 500 Rand. You don't need to go and put in huge amounts of money. Everybody thinks you have to be rolling in cash to get invested in cryptocurrencies. You could have 500 bucks and go and start, and it is a start at least, because you don't want to be left out in the cold when everybody else is going, you know, like a couple of years ago when everybody said, I've just made so much money on Bitcoin, and you're left out there with nothing because you just stuck to your mattress and putting your money under that. Thank you, Louis. Nice to speak to you, man.
Thanks, Jeff.
Very good. You can always find out more by going to Revix.com, R-E-V-I-X.com, R-E-V-I-X.
This is CliffCentral.com.